wrote about this in the bulletin today. It just needs to be said over and over and over. The importance of this gospel cannot be understated. When I went to school, and it was usually in college, and we had a test approaching, we'd always ask the professor, hey, what's going to be on the test? Make our studying a little bit more efficient. And they usually cooperated with us. They'd tell us what was important, what was maybe not, gave us good advice. And I feel this gospel is kind of the same way, because this is going to be on our final exam when we meet Jesus at the judgment seat of Christ. It has to be. It answers the question of who he is in relationship to us. Question answered by all. Who do you say that I am? It answers our belief of who Jesus is. We must answer it correctly. Jesus isn't trying to trip us up. He wants us to answer this question correctly. Everything we need to know in the Bible gets us to heaven. So the disciples answer him, well, some say you're John the Baptist. Some say you're one of the prophets, maybe Elijah. But then Jesus personalizes this question for a reason. He's testing them and he's testing us. He wants us to know the answer to this question. He personalizes it. But who do you say that I am? He said, but who do you say that I am? Jesus is going to ask us this. He has to. It defines what we believe in God. We can't get it wrong. The question not only asks for his identity, but for our identity also. Who am I and who are you? It's our relationship with the living God that answers this question. It's our baptismal call that we celebrate today. So much happens in this gospel that we need to know. What about Peter today? He identifies Jesus correctly. You're the Christ. In the other gospel, he says, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. That better be our answer. And a little more, too. But then Peter does what Peter does. He kind of keeps talking, and it probably shouldn't have at the time. He rebukes Jesus. Who of us in the human race is worthy to rebuke Jesus? Yet we do it all the time. If we don't like a teaching in the Gospels, we rebuke God. Peter rejects the notion of a suffering Messiah. He be killed and rise on the third day. No way that's happening to you, Jesus. Never fear, Peter's here. Not gonna happen. And then what does Jesus do? What does he say? Words we certainly want to hear. Get behind me, Satan. Who wants to hear that from the Lord? Thankfully, we have Peter. We have a lot of other characters in the Bible that step on all the landmines for us so we don't do it. It's an important part. We thank Peter for taking that risk and doing that so we don't have to say the same thing. Harsh words. You think like men and not God. That's what Jesus is saying. See, all through the history of humanity, violence begets violence, then revenge and more evil. And Jesus came to put an end to that kind of thinking, because that's human thinking. Some have done a magnificent job. The cross was God's answer. We did violence to God. Did God repay us with violence? No. He repaid us with love and mercy and kindness. That's the God way. That's the way we have to learn. That's not the human way. Over and over. See, Peter was expecting strength from Jesus, not death. No, Jesus, you have to be strong. You can't die. Start thinking like God thinks. Put on the mind of God. It's the only way we can turn our path of destruction around as human beings. And it can be done. Martin Luther King showed it. Bishop Desmond Tutu showed it in South Africa. John Paul the Great showed it. He stood down the armies of the Soviet Union when he was in Poland. really help take down the Russians without even a shot being fired. Nonviolence, that was God's way, standing up for God's way. We don't settle the score with violence, the human way. You know how insanity is defined, doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. That's the human way. We're not doing too well at it. God has raised up nations, ours included, to put down the Nazis, the Japanese Empire, many troubles. He has raised up our armies, of course, to help put down terrorism. We saw it this week. We remembered 20 years after. God's way will prevail one day. After millennia of hard and tearful lessons, spears will be turned into pruning hooks, because that's the rule of God in heaven. It's heaven's rule is peace and it's love. So who do you say that I am? So is Jesus worth following? Is he worth worshiping? Is he worth trusting? The way we live our life answers that question, and James kind of confirms it today in our second reading. Everything we do is a sign. It doesn't earn us anything. It doesn't earn us heaven. But it is a sign that, yes, God, I believe you are the Christ, Jesus. See, we can fool human beings, but we can't fool God. James says, prove you belong to Christ by the way you live your life, by the way you do things for others, not the self. Because Jesus says, pick up your cross. What does pick up your cross mean? It means self-denial. Don't treat ourselves as number one in the world. We lay down our lives. Some do it physically, like the brave firefighters and police, all those who have done that in the past. They laid down their lives. What do? Well, we're not going to be called to lay down our lives, most likely. But we can lay down our lives by serving others. That's what Jesus meant. By Jesus' life, it's obvious that he loved others. But all those actions were the superficial thing. But the deepest truth of who Jesus was is he was the Christ, the Son of the living God. That was his deepest truth. The Savior of the world, your Savior, my Savior, all of our Savior. Everything Jesus did, he did for us. He did it for us. So it's not about us and what we do, it's about what he did for us. That's who the Savior of the world is. That's who we're going to see at the judgment seat of Christ, the last stop before heaven. We all must face him. We all answer this question, but who do you say that I am? We must know it. We must live it. We must understand it in the depths of our hearts. So we place that grace before us that Jesus gave us the answer to the test.